请我们一同打开启示录第十二章第十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
启示录第十二章第十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
我们同声来读。
Let's read in the court.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。今天早晨我们要注意的是最后一句话，说他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
This morning we would like to focus on the latter part of this verse. They did not love their life even when faced with death.
晓得这句话能不能够描述今天我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹？
Let's find out whether this verse would describe all of us who sit here.
今天早晨我们在这里能不能说虽至于死也不爱惜性命？
Can we proclaim that we do not love our life even unto death?
再读罗马书第十二章第一节。
Roman chapter 12 verse 1.
罗马书第十二章第一节，好，我们一起来读。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。好，我们再读一次，因为这节是非常宝贵的。
This is a very precious verse. Let's read it again.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。我们再有一些祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。早晨，我们能够这样聚在主的面前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you. This morning, we may gather together before your presence.
你把这样荣耀的救恩来赐给我们。
You have given us this glorious salvation.
把你自己的生命摆在我们的里面。
You have placed your life in us.
对吧？这个生命乃是一个复活的生命。
This is a life of resurrection.
乃是一个得胜的一个生命。
This is a victorious life.
因此，我们早晨要求主借着你的话，主要让我们这个生命在你的里面能够继续的刚强起来。
So through your words this morning, this life may be strengthened.
我们愿意做谦卑在主话语的面前。
We may humble ourselves before your words.
因为你的话就是灵，你的话就是生命。
Because your words is spirit and life.
愿早晨话语打开我们里面心中的结。
May you open up not in our heart.
让我们能够欢喜快乐的来跟随主。
So we may follow you with joy.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
今天早晨想和弟兄姊妹一同思想一些比较根本的问题。
This morning we would like to meditate some fundamental things.
很多人弟兄姊妹读旧约的时候呢，可能也会想到为什么以色列人在旧约圣经里面如此的软弱。
So when you read the Old Testament, you may wonder why the Israelites were so weak.
不管是读到这个历史书，或者是读到先知书的时候，我们观看以色列人的时候，常常想为什么他们这么软弱。
No matter it's in the Israelites' history or the Book of Prophets, when we see the Israelites, we wonder why they're so weak.
为什么在一起的时候呢？他们公开的时候，他们敬拜耶和华。
When they got together, they worship God in public.
但是回到生活的里面呢，他们所敬拜的却实行不出来。
But they couldn't practice what they worship in their private life.
他们中间的那个根本的难处在哪里？
What is their difficulties?
其实呢，以色列人就是我们的一个写照。
The Israelites actually represent us.
那个问题也是今天所有信主的人的一个同样的一个根本的问题。
The problem that the Israelites were facing is also our problem.
当我们在一起像这样敬拜神的时候，我们都愿意来敬拜神。
As we gather together, we worship God, and we all are willing to offer thanksgiving to our God.
当我们唱这首诗歌说活着为耶稣，我们心里面也都愿意我们活着是为耶稣的。
As we sing this hymn, our heart is willing to live for Lord Jesus.
但是我们发现一件事，当我们活到生活里面的时候，不一定我们所愿意的事情我们能够行得出来。
But in fact, in our daily living, we could not practice or live out the life we are supposed to live.
我们所认为我们应当做的事情，在实际生活中间，我们做不出来。
The things that we should do, we could not live out.
那到底那个根本的问题在哪里？
What is the fundamental problem here?
这个根本的问题和当时以色列人的问题是一样的。
The problem we have is exactly the same as the Israelites had.
所以神把以色列的历史这样的打开在我们众人的面前。
So that's why God opened up the history of Israel to us.
因为就是我们的一个图画。
Because this is the picture of us.
如果今天弟兄姊妹，你认为你也同意我们有这个问题的话。
If you agree, we also have the same problem.
就是我们想做的事情，我们在生活里面我们不一定做得出来。
The things we want to do, we cannot carry out.
我们不想做的事情，很多的时候反而我们在生活里面我们会去做。
But we often do the things we do not want to do.
为什么会如此？那个问题的根源在哪里呢？
So what is the problem for this question?
这就是早晨我们要一同来思想的一件事。
This is the things we want to consider this morning.
当我在最近读到旧约的那个扫罗王的时候，
As I was reading King Saul in Old Testament,
我发现呢，扫罗王是一个非常好的例子。
The King Saul was a really good example.
因为当时撒母耳立他做王的时候，那个时候扫罗的光景是非常好的。
So when Samuel first anointed King Saul, his condition was pretty good.
后来撒母耳就叫他到先到吉甲等候七天。
And then Samuel asked King Saul to wait for him for 7 days in Gilgal.
要等到撒母耳到那里的时候呢，撒母耳要献上燔祭。
So that when the Samuel arrived there, and Samuel was the one who need to offer the burnt offerings.
然后指示扫罗当行的事。
And then to direct Saul what to do.
这是扫罗他所知道他应当怎么做的。
So Saul supposed to know what he is supposed to do.
他心里也想要这么去做。
And he was willing to do this thing.
但是等到七天到的时候呢，撒母耳还没有来。
When it is in the 7 days, Samuel did not come.
不但撒母耳还没有来呢，非利士人倒来了。
Not only Samuel did not come, the Philistines came.
不但非利士人来了，来了非常的多，光是那个车就有30,000辆的车。
So Philistines came in a multitude. They had 30,000 chariots.
骑马的就有6,000人。
6,000 horsemen.
步兵啊，像海边的沙这么多。
And people like the sand, which on the seashore in abundance.
当以色列人看见这么多的非利士人的时候，他们非常的害怕。
So when Israel saw this great number of Philistines, they were greatly afraid.
到一个程度，他们就都躲起来了。
And then to the point that they hid themselves.
他们躲在山洞的里面，在丛林的里面，在石穴的当中。
They hid themselves in caves, in thickets, in cellars and in pits.
所以这样的一个光景哈，是扫罗所没有想到的。
So this kind of condition was never imagined by Saul.
他心里面原是知道他当怎么样行。
His heart knew what he was supposed to do.
但是他没有想到非利士人这么多。
But he did not expect this great number.
他没有也没有想到以色列人这样的惧怕。
And then he didn't expect that the Israel was so afraid.
开始很多的百姓已经离开他而去了。
And he saw there many people were scattering from him.
因此在这个情形呢，他失败了。
In such a situation,
他没有等撒母耳来，他就自己献上了燔祭。
He couldn't wait till Samuel came and he offered burnt offerings by himself.
他明明知道这是他不应当做的事，但他仍然做了。
He clearly knew that he was not supposed to do this, but he did it.
他知道他应当怎么行，他却行不出来。
He knew what he was supposed to do, but he couldn't carry it out.
当他刚献完燔祭的时候，撒母耳就到了。
As soon as he finished the offering of the burnt offerings, Samuel came.
只差一点点的时间。
Just one step away.
他就可以能够得胜，但是他不能够等到那一段时间，他就失败了。
Just one step away, he could overcome, but he couldn't wait, and then he failed.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常活生生的一个图画。
This is a very living picture for us.
在这个图画的里面，我们可以读出到我们的自己。
from this picture we read about ourselves.
当我们在主的面前，当我们在唱诗，我们在祷告，当我们在聚会的时候，我们应当怎么行是非常的清楚的。
So as we gather together, as we read the Bible, as we sing hymns, we should know what we should do.
但是当我们回到生活的里面的时候，我们就发现有很多的非利士人在那。
But when we return back to our daily life, we know there are a lot of Philistines around us.
哎，有三万马车在那里。
There are 30,000 chariots.
有六千的马兵在那。
6,000 horsemen.
那步兵像海边的沙这么样多。
And the people like the sand which on the seashore in abundance.
当我们看见这样非利士人众多的时候呢，就是我们的一个软弱。
And as we see there are a lot of Philistines in great number, we face weaknesses.
所以我们从旧约里面了来看，以色列人常常受到的一个攻击就是从非利士人来的。
We know from the Old Testament that oftentimes the attack that the Israel receive is actually from a Philistine.
我们如果从扫罗这个故事为例，我们可以非常的清楚看见保罗身上根本的难处就是非利士人。
We see from King Saul, from the Old Testament, the difficulty of King Saul was facing is actually from Philistines.
那我们今天的难处会不会也跟非利士人有关？
So the difficulties we are facing today, is there something to do with Philistines as well?
因此我们需要认识在圣经里面那非利士人在属灵里面到底代表什么。
So we need to come to know what Philistines represent spiritually.
或许我们可以来思考，会不会今天我们的难处也是非利士人？
Well, perhaps we may also consider the difficulties we are facing today is also from Philistines.
从圣经里面我们看到，非利士人能够代表四个方面。
From the Bible, we can see the Philistines represent the four points.
第一个方面，非利士人是敌对神旨意的人。
The first aspect.Is that Philistines represent those who are opposed to the purpose of God?
你知道非利士人是那个是韩的后代。
You know the Philistines is actually the descendants of Ham.
韩是挪亚的三个儿子里面的其中之一。
Ham was one of the three sons Noah had.
当挪亚那一次喝醉酒的时候呢，他赤身躺在那个帐篷里面，被韩看见了。
So one time Noah drank wine and then got drunk and then slept in the tent naked, and then Ham saw his father's nakedness.
韩呢就出去告诉他的哥哥。
And Ham went out to tell his brothers.
然后他的两个哥哥闪和雅弗，他们两个人就拿了一件衣服。
So his brothers, Shem and Japheth took a garment.
然后他们两个人倒退着进到那个帐幕里面。
Went backward to the tent.
所以他们看不见他们父亲的羞耻。
So that they couldn't see the nakedness of their father.
然后用那件衣服呢遮盖了挪亚。
And they used the garment to cover the nakedness of Noah.
当挪亚知道这件事情的时候
，When Noah found out this thing,
他就咒诅了韩和韩的后代。
He cursed him and his descendants.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为神的旨意里面，一个儿子永远是要彰显父亲的荣耀。
So in God's purpose.It's for son to always glorify the father.
一个儿子乃是要把荣耀带给他的父亲。
So the son is supposed to bring glory to his father.
而韩所做的事是违反神的旨意的。
So what Ham did was the direct opposition to God's purpose.
然后韩的儿子就叫迦南。
So Ham's son is Canaan.
然后非利士人就是迦南的后代。
And then Philistines actually the descendants of a Canaan.
一直在以色列的历史当中，非利士人一直是抵挡神在以色列人身上的旨意。
So Philistines in the history of Israel, Philistines is those who are always opposed to the purpose of God.
所以亚伯拉罕挖出一口井了以后呢，非利士人就过来把那个井就填起来。
So when Abraham dug a well, the Philistines came to fill the well.
挖那个井呢是神的旨意，把那个井填起来呢是抵挡神的旨意。
So digging well is the purpose of God, but filling the well with dirt is the direct opposition to the purpose.
然后以撒长大了以后呢，把他们填的井呢又重新挖起来。
So when Isaac grown up, he also dug a well that was filled.
非利士人就与他争竞说这个井是非利士人。
And the Philistines quarrel over this, and then they claim that this well was theirs.
在四世纪的时代，大部分的四世的敌人都是非利士人。
In the time of Judges, the most majority of the enemies of Judges were Philistines.
最有名的一个事实就是参孙。
One of the most famous judges was Samson.
参孙的敌人就是非利士人。
The enemy of Samson is Philistine.
所以非利士人是抵挡神的旨意的一般。
So Philistines are those who oppose to the purpose of God.
这是第一方面。
This is the first aspect.
第二方面，圣经让我们看见了，非利士人是要让以色列人做他的奴仆的。
So the second aspect is that Philistines want to enslave Israel.
有一次哈，当以色列人跟非利士人作战的时候
，One time when Philistines fought against the Israel，
他们就把那个约柜呢就抬出来了。
And then the Israel carried out the Ark of the Covenant。
当非利士人看见那个约柜的时候，他们就很害怕。
When the Philistines saw the Ark of Covenant, they were greatly afraid。
他们看见这个他们的耶和华到他们的当中来了。
Because they saw the Jehovah God was among them。
因此他们就彼此的鼓励了。
So they encourage each other.
他说非利士人啊，你们要刚强。
They said, you need to be men. You need to be the men.
要做大丈夫呢，免得我们做希伯来人的奴仆。
So, you need to be men and fight. Otherwise, we'll become the slaves to Hebrews.
然后那一次非利士人就起来，胜过了以色列人。
So the Philistines rose up and overcome Israel.
所以非利士人和以色列人的征战呢？它是有一个目的的，就是谁做主人和谁做仆人的一个征战。
The goal of the battle between Philistines and Hebrew is that who is about who is the master and who will be the slave.
谁如果胜的话呢，就做主人；谁如果失败的话呢，就做仆人。
The victor of the battle would be the master, and the loser will be the slave.
因此，非利士人乃是要让以色列人做奴仆的一般人。
And Philistines are a group of people who want to enslave Israelites.
这是我们对于非利士人的第二个认识。
This is the second aspect about the Philistines.
第三个认识就是非利士人的道路是不能走的道路。
The third aspect is the path of Philistines is the path that we cannot walk on.
你要知道，从埃及要到那个迦南地啊，其实最近的路就是从非利士人的境界过去。
From the land of Egypt to land of the Canaan, the shortest path is through the land of the Philistines.
而且不需要过红海。
You don't have to cross the Red Sea.
从甘地就可以从埃及走到巴勒斯坦。
You can actually walk on the dry land from the land of Egypt to directly go to the land of Canaan.
但是神不许他们走那条道路。
But God did not allow them to walk on this land.
神反而带以色列人走红海。
But God let all the Israelites go through the Red Sea and also the way in the wilderness.
神带领他的百姓绕道而行。
They went on detour.
因为这个非利士人的道路是个不能走的道路。
Because the path of the Philistines is the path we cannot take.
这是圣经让我们看见这个非利士人的第三个方面，他们的路是不能够走的。
This is the third aspect the Bible shows us about the Philistines, and their path is the path we cannot take.
这第四点。
The fourth aspect.
就是当约书亚占领了这个迦南地的时候。
It's when Joshua took over the land of Canaan.
到了第十三章的时候，耶和华跟他说，他说约书亚，你年纪老迈了。
When you come to chapter 13, God told Joshua, you are old and advanced in years.
但是还有很多未得之地、
And very much of the land remains to be possessed.
当然未得之地很多哈。
Of course, there are a lot of lands remain unpossessed.
但神说就是非利士人的全境。
But God mentioned, it is the land of Philistines.
头一个未得之地就是非利人的全境。
The very first unprocessed land is the land of Philistines.
所以非利士人的地是应许之地。
The land of Philistines is the promised land.
但是非利士人之地也是未得之地。
And the land of Philistines is also unprocessed land.
到了约书亚十三章的时候，到了约书亚老迈的时候，非利士人的全境仍然是未得之地。
In chapter 13, when Joshua was old and advanced in years, the land of Philistines still remained as unprocessed land.
这就是从圣经里面让我们看见什么是非利士人。
And this is what the Bible showed us about the Philistines.
他们是与神的旨意相敌对的。
They are those who are opposed to the will of, to the purpose of God.
非利士人呢是要让以色列人做他们的奴仆的。
Philistines want to enslave Israelites.
非利士人的道路是不能走的道路。
The path the Philistines has is the path that we could not take.
非利士人的境全境仍然是未得之地。
The land of Philistines is also unpossessed land.
那从这个方面来看的话，那非利士人的属灵的意义到底是什么呢？
Then what is the spiritual meaning of Philistines?
有什么事物是抵挡神的旨意的？
What things are opposed to the will of God?
有什么事物是要让我们做他的奴仆的？
What things enslaved us?
有什么道路是不能走的道路呢？
What paths we cannot take?
有哪一块地是未得之地呢？
What land is remain unprocessed?
这四样东西能不能够让我们今天能够来学习到拦阻我们来实行到底是什么？
Can we consider can we consider all these things perhaps are the things that prevent us from carrying out?
好，我们要看新约圣经告诉我们什么是非利士。
So we need to take a look at the New Testament to see what is the Philistine.
头一处在加拉太书第五章第十七节。
First, it's found in Galatians chapter 5:17.
加拉太书第五章第十节告诉我们是什么东西与神的旨意。
Here, Galatians chapter 5:17 tells us what opposed to the purpose of God.
他说，因为情欲和圣灵相争，这个情欲也能分成肉体。
Because it mentioned flesh sets its desire against the spirit. This flesh is flesh.
圣灵和情欲相争。
The spirit against the flesh.
圣灵和情欲呢是彼此相敌的。
And for these are in opposition to one another.
然后加拉太书第五章说，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
So that you may not do the things that you please.
所以加拉太书就解释了，到底什么事情是与神的旨意为敌的呢？
So Galatians actually explain what is opposed to the purpose of God.
到底是什么事情让我们不能做所愿意做的事呢？
What things to prevent us from doing the things we please?
那就是我们的肉体。
It is our flesh.
所以扫罗呢，他是愿意顺服撒母耳的。
Saul was willing to obey Samuel.
但是因为看见那个时候有这么多的非利士人。
But when he saw this great number of Philistines.
这个非利士人是一个敌对的力量。
So the Philistines is an opposed force.
就像那个肉体和圣灵相争。
It's just like the flesh sets its desire against the spirit.
当我们心里愿意顺服的圣灵的时候，有一个敌对的力量。
So as our spirit was willing to obey God, but there is an opposite force.
那个敌对的力量就是我们的肉体。
This opposition is actually our flesh.
所以从加拉太书里面，我们就认识这个敌对神旨意的这个力量就是我们的肉体。
So from Galatians, we know that this opposition that opposed to the will of God is our flesh.
我们要再看罗马书第七章第十八节。
If we take a look at Romans chapter 7 verse 18.
罗马书第七章第十八节要告我们看见有什么东西要让我们做他的奴隶的。
So in Romans chapter 7:18, it shows that what enslaves us.
在我们今天的生活里面，也有一个事物是要我们做他的奴仆的。
In our today's life, there's one thing that wants to enslave us.
所以罗马书第七章第十八节说，我也知道，在我里头啊，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
And here it mentions, for I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
如果一个人行出来由不得我的话，表示这个人活在一个做奴仆的光景。
If you cannot do the things that you want to do, that means you are live in a slavery condition.
当以色列人软弱的时候，他们是做非利士人的奴仆的。
When Israel was weak, they are enslaved by Philistines.
今天也是一样，当我们软弱的时候，我们乃是做我们肉体的奴仆的。
And likewise, as when we are weak, we also are enslaved by our flesh.
我们的肉体是我们的主人。
Our flesh is our master.
因此我们行出来了，就由不得我们。
Therefore, we could not carry all the things we please.
因此新约里面罗马书第七章告诉我们，原来我们的肉体要让我们做他的奴仆。
In Romans chapter 7, it shows that our flesh wants to enslave us.
我们再往下看罗马书第八章第六节。
As we continue to look at the Roman chapter 8,
非利士人的道路是不能走的道路。
The path of Philistines cannot be taken by man.
在罗马书第八章第六节告诉我们为什么非利士人的道路是不能走的道路呢？
And then Roman chapter 8, verse 6 tell us why the path of Philistines is the way that we cannot take.
那罗马书第八章第六节这样说，他说体贴肉体的就是死。
It says, for the mind set on the flesh is death.
所以呢，这个非利士人道路是不能走的。
So that's why the path of the Philistines cannot be taken.
如果我们走这个道路的话，结果就是死。
So as a result, if we walk on this path, the end result would be death.
体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
And the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
因此，在我们面前永远有两条道路。
So there will be always two different paths before us.
一条是非利士人的道路。
And one is the path of Philistines.
一条是红海旷野的道路。
And the other is the path of Red Sea and the wilderness.
如果我们走非利士人的道路，那结果就是死。
If we take the path of Philistines, the end result would be death.
如果我们走红海旷野的道路，那个结果就是生命平安。
If we take the way across the Red Sea and the wilderness, the result would be life and peace.
所以从罗马书第八章第六节告诉我们，为什么这个非利士人道路不能走。
So from Romans chapter 8 verse 6, we know that why the path of Philistines cannot be taken.
然后我们就看马太福音二十六章四十一节。
Then we take a look at Matthew chapter 26 verse 41.
马太福音二十六章四十一节告诉我们，我们那个未得的之地到底是什么。
And then here it show us what is the land that remain unpossessed.
在马太福音二十六章，那个是主耶稣最后在钉十字架之前带领门徒去祷告的那一段圣经。
This is the verse when before Lord went on the cross and he took all his disciples to Mount Olivet for praying.
所以主耶稣告诉门徒说。
So Jesus told his disciples.
他说总要警醒祷告。
Keep watching and praying.
免得入了迷惑。
That you may not enter into temptation.
但是他说你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱。
But the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
主耶稣乃是说，你们的心灵是愿意的。
And what Lord means here is that your spirit is willing.
你是愿意警醒的。
You are willing to be watchful.
你不愿意入的迷惑。
You do not want to enter into temptation.
但是你还有未得之地。
But there is a land that remains unprocessed.
你的肉体是你的未得之地。
Your flesh is the land of unprocessed.
所以你的肉体软弱的。
Your flesh is weak.
因此你不能做你想要做的事。
Therefore, you could not do the things you please.
门徒跟随主耶稣已经跟随了三年半。
All the disciples followed Jesus for 3 years.
在三年半之中，他们有许许多多的学习。
They have a lot of learnings within the 3 years.
他们的生命也有很大的改变。
They grow spiritually dramatically.
但是到了三年半结束的时候，他们属灵的生命里面还有一个未得之地。
But at the end of 3 years, in their spiritual life, there's still a land remain unpossessed.
那个未得之地，让他们在最关键的时候，他们软弱下来。
And then this unprocessed land in a pivotal moment caused them to be weak.
弟兄姊妹们，这也是今天我们软弱的时候一个主要的原因，就是我们的肉体是我们身上的未得之地。
So this is another reason why we're so weak. It's because our flesh is the land that remains unprocessed.
所以我们看在旧约里面和新约的圣经是互相吻合的。
So actually, the Old Testament responds to the New Testament.
那就约看见这样一个图画。
The Old Testament shows us a picture.
然后新约就解释给我们那个图画代表什么。
So the New Testament explains what this picture represents.
旧约里面我看到那么许多的非利士人。
In the Old Testament, we see there are many Philistines.
新约里面告诉我们，这就是我们的肉体。
And the New Testament showed us this is our flesh.
非利士人如何让以色列人软弱？今天肉体让今天神的百姓软弱。
How the Philistines caused the Israelites to be weak, and then how the flesh also caused us to be weak.
与神相争的不是我们的环境，与神相争的是我们的肉体。
What is against God is not our environment, it's our flesh.
让我们行出来由不得我的，不是我们的环境，乃是我们的肉体。
What prevents us from doing the things we please is not our environment, it's our flesh.
常常把我们带到死地，那是因为我们走了肉体的道路。
And oftentimes we are led to the death, it's because we take the path of flesh.
今天我们常常活在软弱的光景，是因为肉体是我们身上的未得之地。
We often live in a weak condition. It's all because we have the flesh, which is the land of the unprocessed.
因此，今天我们身上的肉体就是当时的腓力斯。
Therefore.The flesh in us is actually the Philistines in that time.
因此今天我们的征战和当时以色列人征战是没有两样的。
So there's no difference for us to battle against our flesh, just like the Philistines against with the Israelites.
就像当时候腓力斯人中有一个叫做哥利亚。
Just like there is a man called Goliath among Philistines.
哥利亚就来到以色列人全军的面前，向他们挑战。
Goliath challenged the Israelites.
他说：“你从你们中间选一个人出来。
”You chose a man from you.
如果我将他杀死的话，你们就做我的奴仆；如果他将我杀死，我们就做你的仆人。
If I kill you, then you will be slaves to us. If you, I am killed, then we'll be your slave.
这是非常激烈的一个战争。
This is a very severe fight.
如果你能够胜过他的话呢，他做你的奴仆。
If you can overcome them, then they will be your servants.
如果你失败的话呢，你就做他的奴仆。
Then if you fail, then you will become servants.
所以这个征战只有两个结果。
There are only two end results.
没有第三个结果。
No third result.
要不然就是他们服侍腓力斯。
Either the Israelites serve Philistines.
要不然就是腓力斯人来服侍他们。
Or either the Philistines serve Israelites.
今天我们和肉体征战也只有这两个结果。
As we fight with our flesh, there are also there are two end results.
一个结果是我们服侍我们的肉体。
One result is we serve our flesh.
一个结果就是我们的肉体服侍我们。
The other result is our flesh serve us.
这个征战呢是没有办法避免的。
It's an inevitable fight.
如果这个征战能避免就好了。
It will be so much better if we can avoid this battle.
这个征战是无法避免的。
It's unavoidable.
以色列人必须要面对哥利亚。
Israelites has to face Goliath.
虽然他们没有一个人愿意上去，但是这场征战是无法避免的。
Even though no one would came out to face Goliath, but this battle was unavoidable.
今天在我们身上也是一样。
Likewise, the same thing happened to us.
这个征战是无法避免的。
This is an inevitable battle.
要不然就是你得胜，要不然就是你失败。
Either you win the victory or you are defeated.
这个征战，除非我们得胜，永远不会停止。
Unless we overcome, this battle would never cease.
当时哥利亚每天早晨，每天早晚都出来挑战。
So at that time, Goliath challenged Israelites every day in the morning and in the evening.
四十天之久。
For 40 days.
所以你看，这个肉体呢，它是不会停止的。
You see, the flesh would never cease.
因此我们今天呢，需要认识我们身上最大的难处是什么。
Therefore, we need to come to know the most difficulties in our life.
不是我们的环境。
It's not our environment.
乃是我们的肉体。
It's our flesh.
我们常常是活在一个做奴仆的光景之中。
We often live in a condition of being slave.
因为我们不能做我们所愿意做的。
Because we cannot do the things we please.
我们行出来由不得自己的。
We cannot carry the things that we want.
我们因为走了这个肉体的道路，常常经历这个灵里面的死亡。
So because we take the path of flesh, that's why we often experience the death.
我们始终没有征服这个未得之地。
We ended up not overcome this unprocessed land.
那如何能够胜过哥利亚呢？
Then how we are going to overcome this Goliath?
我们感谢神哈，以色列人。中间还有一个人叫大卫。
And thank God, there is one person called David among Israelites.
哎，这个大卫非常特别。
This David is very special.
他和所有的以色列人都不一样。
He's very different from all the Israelites.
每一个人看到这个腓力斯人哥利亚的时候，就看到这个人多么强壮。
Every other person, when they saw Goliath, they saw how strong this Goliath is.
但是大卫看到哥利亚的时候，他说这个人是没有受割礼的腓力斯人。
And then when David saw Goliath, he saw this is an uncircumcised Philistine.
没有受割礼就代表充满了肉体的。
So uncircumcision represent this is a flesh.
所以大卫认识哥利亚是谁。
So David knew who is Goliath. And David also knew who he is. Because he said they are the army of an eternal God. So the army of an eternal God cannot be put to shame by the uncircumcised Philistine.
大卫说：“你攻击我是靠着你的刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠万军之耶和华的名。”
So you attack us by the weapons, but we attack you by the name of Jehovah God.
如果今天我们要胜过我们的肉体，我们需要有大卫一样的认识。
So in order for us to overcome our flesh, we need to have the same understanding of David.
我们要认识这个肉体啊，这个是在我们里面的那个敌人。
We need to come to understand that this flesh is our inner enemy.
我们要认识我们是谁，我们是永生神的军队。
We need to know who we are. We are an army of eternal God.
而且我们要抵挡这个肉体的时候，要靠永生神耶和华的名。
We need to fight against this flesh by the name of the eternal God.
当大卫出去打那个哥利亚的时候，
As David was fighting against Goliath,
他不爱惜自己的生命。
He did not love his life
unto
death. He didn't even consider his own life.
没有一个以色列人敢去打哥利亚。
No Israelites dare to fight with Goliath.
因为他们爱惜自己的生命。
Because they love their own life.
所以如何能够胜过哥利亚？
So how you can overcome Goliath?
要找到一个人虽至于死。
So you need to find a person that does not love his own life unto
death.
We thank God, among all the Israelites, there is a man who does not love his own life even unto death. Therefore, that day, Philistines was defeated. And then Israelites overcame.
所以那一天，非利士人开始做以色列人的奴仆。
From that day, Philistines were enslaved by Israelites.
所以以色列人就得到释放。
So Israelites were set free.
就他们能够做他们想做的事情。
So they could do things they wanted to do.
所以弟兄姊妹们，那这个如何应用到我们今天的生活当中呢？
So dear brothers and sisters, how this can be applied to our life?
今天我们如何能够像大卫一样，虽至于死也不爱惜性命？
How we can do the same thing like Paul, that we do not love our own life even unto death?
这就是罗马书12章第一节所说，他说要将身体献上，当作活祭。
So just like a Romans chapter 12 verse 1, we need to present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
当大卫那天走到那个战场去面对哥利亚的时候，
When David came out into the battlefield and faced Goliath,
他是把他的身体献上当作活祭。
He actually presented his body a living sacrifice.
当那个保罗说这句话的时候，
As Paul was writing this verse,
他说将身体献上当作活祭，以色列人都明白的。
So as Paul mentioned that presenting your body a living and holy sacrifice, all the Israel should know about this.
但是今天我们不一定像以色列人明白的这样清楚。
Perhaps we didn't have such a clear understanding about this.
这个祭就是燔祭。
This sacrifice referred to the burnt offerings.
当你讲到燔祭的时候，燔祭的意思就是完全为着主。
When you talk about burnt offerings, actually it refers to the totally consecration to the Lord.
所以这个牲畜呢，是要被烧成灰烬的。
So this a sacrifice need to be burned up to ashes.
这个牲畜是完全为着神的。This
sacrifice is totally to the Lord.
所以每一个以色列人都知道，当你讲到燔祭的时候，是完全都为着耶和华。
So every Israelite should know when you talk about the burnt offerings, the sacrifice actually need to be totally for the Lord.
然后保罗又加了一个字，加了一个活字。
So Paul added another word before sacrifice, the living.
活祭。
It's a living sacrifice.
那什么叫做活祭呢？
What is the living sacrifice?
就是活着为着主。
So means that you need to live for the Lord.
或者说为着神而活。
So you need to live your life for the Lord.
这就是活祭。
This is a living sacrifice.
对，活祭是非常简单的。
This is very simple.
我们完全为了神而活。
We live our life totally for the Lord.
就是活祭。
And then this is the living sacrifice.
所以保罗在写罗马书的时候，写到十二章的时候，他就说到，他说我呢，以神的慈悲来劝你们。
So as Paul wrote Romans chapter 12 verse 1, he said, I urge you by the mercies of God.
要将身体献上，那当是活祭。
Present your body a living sacrifice.
从前呢是为自己而活。
And before we live for ourselves.
那现在呢要为神而活。
Now we live for our God.
这个叫做奉献。
This is called consecration.
从前呢我们为自己而活的时候，我们不能胜过肉体的。
So as we live for ourselves, we could not overcome our flesh.
如果我们想要胜过肉体，我们必须为神。
To overcome flesh, we have to live life for the Lord.
如果我们要胜过肉体的话，我们必须不爱惜自己的性命。
In order to overcome flesh, we should not love our life unto death.
这叫做奉献。
This is called offering.
但是我觉得我们可能还是觉得这个观念比较抽象。
Maybe this is still very abstract to us.
因为我们每一个人都很熟悉罗马书十二章第一节。
Because we are very familiar with Romans chapter 12.
我们在观念上大概知道这是什么意思。
We roughly know what it is.
但是我们在实行上呢，其实我们不是完全明白这是什么。
By our application, we couldn't totally understand.
所以我们做一个解释。
I want to give an explanation here.
假如今天你开了一个公司。
For example, if you run a company.
你呢是做老板。
If you are the boss.
那你有很多的员工。
You have a lot of employees.
所以呢，这个所有的人事的问题呢，都是你的问题。
All the administrative staff is up to you.
所有的财务的问题呢，都是你的问题。
All the possession thing, all the anything about the possession, the financial, all the things about the financial is also your matter.
这个
your business.
这个财务状况很好的时候呢，你是非常高兴。
When the financial is good, then you'll be very glad.
这个财务情况不好的时候呢，你是非常忧愁。
When the financial condition is not very good, then you will be very sad.
当然你的员工也很忧愁。
Of course, your employees were very upset too.
但是你的员工的忧愁绝对赶不上你的忧愁。
But they couldn't be as upset as you are.
当你在公司做老板的时候，公司里面每一个问题呢，都是你的问题。
Because when you are the boss of a company, every single matter is of this company is your business.
有的时候呢，跟你本身的盈利并没有关系的，但是因为大环境的关系呢，你会受到很大的压力。
But maybe sometimes it has nothing to do with the profit, but because of the environment and pressure, you were greatly afraid.
所以不知道有没有弟兄姊妹羡慕做老板。
I'm not sure, brother, sister, would you envy to be a boss?
其实做老板很辛苦，很辛苦。
But being a boss is a very difficult job.
后来呢，这个人呢，你做老板，你做的太辛苦了。
Sometimes it's too difficult.
这个人事问题呢，太麻烦了。
And all the administrative things is so complicated.
这个财务问题呢，太复杂了。
All the financial matters is very complicated.
这个经济呢，也不能控制。
And then we cannot control the economy either.
所以有一天呢，你就痛下决定。
And then one day you make such a decision.
你把公司卖掉。
You're gonna sell your company.
你卖一个新的老板
to a new boss.
你就把公司卖给他。
You just sell your.
他把你的公司买过去了。
And your company was purchased by another man.
然后呢，你就做员工了。
And you became employee.
你仍然是老板，不过呢，这个老板上面还有一个新的老板。
You still a boss, but you have a supervisor above you.
你在公司里面还是老板，但是你知道你上面的还有一个老板。
But you have somebody that to report to.
这个公司呢，不是你的，是他的。
This company is not yours, it's theirs.
换句话说呢，你把这个公司啊奉献了。
In other words, you offered up your company.
你每天呢跟从前所做的事情还是一样的。
Perhaps the things you do on a daily basis is the same as before.
但是这公司不是你的。
But this company is no longer yours.
所以现在有人事问题的时候你怎么办呢？
So anything about the administrative things,
你要去请教你的老板。
Then you go ask your boss.
你问老板该怎么办？
And your boss do.
老板说怎么办，你就怎么办。
Whatever your boss tell you, you need to go do it.
办得好不好呢，是他的事情。
So whether this thing can be done good way or bad way.
从前呢，这人事问题处不好的话，你晚上睡不着觉。
So before, if you couldn't deal with these issues, you couldn't sleep well.
但现在你是员工，你是照老板的意思做事的。
Now you become employee, you do whatever your boss tells you.
老板说这样做，你就这样做。
You do whatever your boss tells you.
老板要负责的。
Because your boss is responsible for it.
你不负责了。
You are not responsible.
公司现在有财务的情形了，不知道怎么处理。
And if the company has a financial problem and they don't know how to deal with it.
你问老板啊。
Go ask your boss.
现在有个财务，我怎么处理啊？
And then there's some problem about finance and how should I deal with it?
老板说什么你就做什么。
Whatever your boss tell you, you need to do it.
晚上不会睡不着觉了。
You no longer be able, you no longer, you can't sleep well.
这个公司赔钱是赔老板的钱。
So if a company suffer loss, then it's up to boss. It's the boss problem.
不是赔你自己的钱。
It's not your loss.
至于这个经济的环境如何，经济困难的时候，你就是问老板，老板怎么办？
So no matter how the financial environment, you just go ask your boss to, what to do.
老板说什么就什么。
Whatever your boss tells you, then does it.
你在公司里面做一个负责的员，负责的一个员工就是了。
And all you need to do is to become a very responsible employee.
从外面看你跟从前一样。
Outwardly, you are no different.
你跟从前做的事情一模一样。
You do exactly the same thing as you did before.
但里面来讲完全不一样。
But from your heart, you feel totally different.
因为你已经奉献了。
Because you already offered up your company.
并且我们每个人都是老板。
And today, everybody is a boss.
我们有一个家，我们在顾。
嗯？
我们有一个家。
We all have a family.
我们有我们的妻子，我们的丈夫，我们的儿女。
We have our spouse, our children.
我们有家里有财务的问题。
We also have our financial problem.
我们有我们工作的问题。
We have our job problem.
我们有教会的侍奉的问题。
We have the problem of service in church.
我们的公司有三部分的。
Our company has three aspects.
一部分呢是家庭。
One aspect is something about family.
一部分是工作。
The other aspect is something about the work. And the other aspect is about our service.
如果我们做老板的话，
if we are the boss,
我们有时候是很困难。
Sometimes we feel very difficult.
哎，家庭也没搞好。
We couldn't deal with family issue.
上班也没有做好。
And then we couldn't do a good job in our work.
侍奉也觉得有亏欠。
And then we also feel like we forsake the service.
那怎么办？
What are we going to do?
把这公司卖掉。
Should we sell this company?
卖给主耶稣。
To the Lord?
让主耶稣做老板。
So the Lord Jesus will be our boss.
所以以后家庭问题呢，你就问老板就好了。
Whenever you come to the, you have a problem about family, then you go ask Jesus.
老板要你怎么做，你就怎么做。
Whatever your boss tells you, then you do it.
自己不能做决定的。
You cannot make your own decision.
你公司已经卖掉了。
Because you are sold your company.
对孩子要怎么管教，要问老板。
How you should discipline your children, then you need to go ask your boss.
老板说怎么管教，你就怎么管教。
However, your boss directs you to discipline your kids, then you need to do it.
老板负责的。
Because your boss is responsible.
在公司上班有很多挑战。
There are a lot of challenges when you go to work.
怎么办？
What are you going to do?
问老板，老板要怎么办？
Go ask your boss.
老板告诉你怎么做，你就怎么做。
Whatever your boss tells you, you just do it.
在教会侍奉也是一样。
Same thing to the church, service in church.
在教会侍奉不是我想怎么做就怎么做。
As you serve in church, you cannot do whatever you want.
也不是我的想法，我的意念怎么样。
Your opinion, your thought, it doesn't matter.
因为我不是老板。
Because I am not the boss.
然后问我要问主，主他怎么做。
You need to go ask the Lord, what we're going to do, Lord.
因为你不是老板。
Because you are not the boss.
如果我们是这样的话，这个叫做将身体献上当作活祭。
If we do things like this, this is called presenting your body as a living sacrifice.
这个叫做活着为耶稣啊。
This is called live your life for the Lord.
我们不能光唱活着为耶稣啊。
We cannot just sing living for Jesus.
但家里还是做老板。
Then when we go back home, we're still the boss.
啊，在公司里面凡事都是按照自己的意思做。
And in your company, you still do whatever you want.
在教会服事里面坚持己见。
And you insist on yourself when you serve in church.
那你还在做老板？
Then you still your own boss.
身体没有献上，没有当作活祭。
You did not present your body as a living sacrifice.
所以呢，如果我们要胜过这个哥利亚的话，
In order to overcome this Goliath,
不能爱惜自己的生命。
You cannot love your own life.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的生命啊。
This is our life.
我们的家庭、我们的工作、我们的侍奉，就是我们的生命啊。
Our family, our work, and our service, all is our life.
我们非常爱惜我们的生命啊。
We all love our own life.
我们是至死也不放弃生命啊。
we would not give up our life even unto death.
所以到现在还有未得之地啊。
Therefore, we still have some land remain unprocessed.
因为我们到最后我们也不肯放弃自己的生命。
Even to the very last, we could still not let the our life go.
我们要胜过肉体，不能爱惜死，不能爱惜生命。
To overcome flesh, we cannot love our own life.
把家庭要奉献给神。
We need to offer up our family.
把工作要奉献给神。
We need to offer up our work.
把教会的侍奉也奉献给神。
We also need to offer up.
从此以后呢，那这些呢都不是在我的权柄之下。
So from now on, this is not under my possession.
每一件事情都是问我新的老板。
So for every matter, I need to go ask my new boss.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做将身体献上。
Brother, sister, this is called presenting your body.
这个叫做活着为耶稣。
This is called living for Christ.
弟兄姊妹，活着为耶稣是件非常荣耀的事情。
Living for Jesus is such a glory thing.
我们诗歌上说啊，活着为耶稣时间已经短促了。
Because the thing we just mentioned that it's just in a little while.
没有多少时间，我们可以在地上能活着为耶稣了。
Then we can serve our God. It's only in a little while.
我们一生的时间，我们用了很多很多时间为自己而活。
We spend so many time to live for ourselves.
而如果主今天让我们看见，我们还有一点机会来为主而活。
If God causes us to see that we only have a little chance to live for our God,
我们岂不应该把握这个机会吗？
Should we hold fast to this opportunity?
让我们能够经历到来胜过那个生活中的割礼啊。
So we can experience how we can overcome this Goliath in our life.
你若是不把自己献上的话，永远没有办法胜过割礼啊。
If you don't offer up your body, then you would never be able to overcome Goliath.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常容易的一件事。
This is actually a very simple thing.
就是换一个老板。
Just to change a new boss.
不做老板。
You no longer be the boss.
弟兄姊妹，我们做老板做得很习惯。
So we are so used to be our own boss.
因此在我们生活里面呢，这件事情是一个非常困难的一件事情。
So giving up our own possession is a very difficult thing.
但是我们感谢主啊，保罗说，原来基督的爱激励了我们。
But thank Lord, Paul mentioned that we are encouraged by the love of we are compelled by the love of Christ.
让我们这些人不为自己。
So we no longer live our life for ourselves.
乃是为替我们死而复活的主。
But we live a life that for the Lord who died and who died for us.
但愿基督的爱要浇灌在我们里面。
May the love of the Lord pour among us.
让我们愿意把自己献上，当作活祭。
So that we may we are willing to present our body as a living sacrifice.
来胜过我们里面的那个哥利亚。
To overcome this inner Goliath.
因此我们能够不做我们肉体的奴仆。
So we no longer be enslaved by our flesh.
来得到这个未得之地。
So we may conquer this unprocessed land.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们看见主啊，你的话是非常的、非常的清楚。
Your words are so clear here.
你让我们从新约里面看到，因为旧约里面那个事实的那个意义。
So from Old Testament and New Testament, we see the reality of this meaning.
主啊，让我们看见今天我们最大的敌人就是我们的肉体。
We see that the great enemy of our life is our flesh.
让我们看见在这个对肉体的征战里面有这么一条道路。
We see there's a way as we fight against our flesh.
让我们今天早晨在你爱的激励的缘的底下，我们愿意起来多爱惜自己的生命。
By the compelling of your love, we may rise up and then do no longer love our life.
把我们的家庭奉献给你。
We may consecrate our family.
把我们的工作也奉献给你。
We may offer our work.
把我们的侍奉也奉献给主。
And we may offer our service to the Lord.
让你做我们生活的主。
May you be the boss in our life.
让我们在余下的供应里面能够来拣选为主。
In the remaining time, we may choose to live for the Lord.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Lord Jesus' name we pray.